and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Kenny Chesney, get along this morning as we kick off the show. One of those things that we do every day. We get along, we hold hands, we sing kumbaya.
You know, that's funny you say that because I ran into a guy, a listener, this morning at Exxon up here, and as soon as he let me in line first, and he was like, you know what? He goes, you got to hurry up and get to work so you can slap Brandon around.
Whoa. That's Wait impressive.
And I automatically, he Wait automatically became my favorite person of all time.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad the idea of assaulting me is the first thing on people's minds this morning.
But yeah, I was buying us a drink, and he saw how nice I was to you guys, bringing y'all a drink, bringing you your monster today.
Mm-hmm. Who's us here?
Well, typically, I would have brought David something, but he always brings in his coffee
you
and his water.
Never thought about it.
I know you're not going to drink a monster.
What would
that
you
would
get
probably
him?
That'd probably hurt him.
Oh my gosh! Have you ever had an energy drink?
Yeah, I've had Red Bull. Like if I'm going on a long road trip or something, I usually have some Red Bull.
It is a sugar-free monster, but
yeah, not mine.
But she's never even asked me.
Well, because you're
what
kind
would
of
you, David. What would you ask for?
I'd probably just say no. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
What about Nesquik?
Water?
Could you get some chocolate milk, please?
You know that thing shaped like an apple that has a straw? I like that. That will be good.
So shout out to everybody who's listening already this morning who wakes up early and puts up with whatever we're going to put you through early in the morning. We were watching Family Feud again last night. It's become like, I don't know. Even though I tell my wife, oh, I'm so tired of watching this show. There's something about it because of the way it's produced now and Steve Harvey and the people. Like, it's pretty funny at times.
Mm-hmm. You do get sucked in.
There's nothing funnier to me than seeing normal people on television because they don't, like, if we're on television, we kind of know how to act a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, normal people who don't do that on a regular basis or who may have never been in front of a camera, they don't know what to do, where to look, how to act. And sometimes, you know, I think Family Feud kind of coaches them to act a little bit sillier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, dude, it's so funny to see, like, here's so-and-so from South Georgia. And they're like, hey, y'all.
Oh, man.
And they're waving at people and, you know, all that kind of funny stuff. So last night, this woman and her team, they win $20,000, right? And she is fired up. So she starts jumping and screaming, and her husband runs out there to meet her in the middle of the floor. And she goes to jump up into his arms.
Mm-mm.
And he couldn't hold her, and they both crumbled to the floor.
Stop it. That did not happen. Goodness.
And it aired. They showed it.
Oh, my God.
Of course they did. That's great ratings.
Can you imagine how mortified the woman was?
Yeah, I would have been like, oh, my goodness.
So, Kelly, Joey's doing something on television, and you're so happy for him, right? Like, he's hosting the World Sport Karate stuff.
Right.
And you run up to him because he's done such a great job. It's the end of the show, and it's time for the celebration. And you go to leap into his arms.
He better brace himself.
And he falls down.
That's so bad.
It was.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so today is Thursday, October the 4th of 2018, and one law enforcement officer was killed and six others were wounded yesterday in South Carolina after a shooter opened fire on officers who were attempting to serve a search warrant.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency sent an alert aimed at tens of millions of U.S. mobile phones on Wednesday to test a presidential alert system that would warn the public in the event of a national emergency.
And police are investigating after a cheerleader allegedly swapped weed brownies for homecoming votes at a high school in Hartford, Michigan.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow we get to go out on location. Your K-Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glen Sane Motors. And tomorrow morning, we're going to probably the first school who really made it super rowdy.
Yeah.
We're going to Greene County Tech tomorrow.
It's going to be fun, dude.
So we get to go in there and we get to take over their entire lunchroom area.
Soar with the Eagles.
Yeah, so GCT, we'll see you all tomorrow morning.
Okay, I have a question for y'all. Do y'all ever go and eat like...
Yes.
Thank you, David.
Great content. Y'all go eat. Do y'all ever eat at a restaurant bar?
Like sit at the high part? Like
yeah, where? At the actual bar part.
Depends on seating. If I'm really hungry and I don't want to wait on a table, I'm like, let's just go sit at the bar.
Yeah, I probably would if it was just like us.
Yeah. Right.
But it looks different if you take your kid to the
bar.
No.
Okay, I can understand that.
Come on, Kai.
Get on up here. What do you want to drink?
Yeah, we don't do that much as a family. We don't sit at the bar.
Well, Rachel and I did that the other day, and we kind of eat like we call it, this may sound bad, the geriatric hour to go eat, because we went to go eat at like 4:45 and we're talking dinner. We were sitting down to eat dinner at 4:45.
Y'all are the oldest married couple, already married couple that I know.
I know.
I actually feel kind of sorry for Rachel because she's married. I bet she wasn't like this before David.
He's like turned her into somebody different.
She agrees to go eat at that time. She could say we can go eat later, but no, she wants to go eat then. She's cool with it.
But dude, if I ate that early, I would be starving by 9 o'clock.
I know.
I'm really not starving.
Well, because he's already asleep, Brandon.
Right. He puts on his footies and his Mr. Brady outfit and goes to bed.
His headgear.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went to go sit at the bar the other day and get a drink. We get food, all this kind of stuff. But I get one more drink than I probably should have had at the end of it because I just got it as soon as I got done eating. So we had to sit there for a little bit longer. Right?
What was your BAC?
BAC? My
blood alcohol content. Did you check it?
No.
What was his body movement?
I had
right
only
then?
Two drinks.
Okay. I got one too many. And
I got one too many and it was two. But anyway, as I was sitting there, I have like this little spot. This sounds awful. I have this little spot on my arm. I think it was like a mosquito bite that I scratched too much and it turned into a scab. We've all had that happen, right?
Yeah, when I was little.
Sure.
Okay. Stop it.
When I was a child.
But anyway, I wasn't even thinking about it. And I think I scratched it because it was itchy. And dude, it was one of those scabs that just like profusely shoots out blood. You ever had those?
Ooh, in a restaurant?
Yes,
that's
and
disgusting.
At the bar too.
That's
with other
great.
People sitting around me.
Oh my, that's disgusting.
And it's on my arm next to Rachel. And I look down, it's like blood running down my arm.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looked awful.
You know the people sitting around them like, that guy's bleeding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why is he bleeding?
I know, I look
Why
weird.
Is he picking at himself?
Yeah, look at that kid picking his scabs.
He must be on drugs, he's picking himself.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, I kept thinking, all that stuff kept going through my head like, oh my gosh.
It all makes sense.
I had
Dude.
To get, I had to get a napkin and I kept wiping it. And I kept wiping it.
Why didn't you get up?
Because I didn't want to draw attention to it.
So you'd rather sit there at the bar with a bloody napkin?
That's what I did. I kept wiping it and
That
wiping
is disgusting.
And
I
want
to go apologize to the place.
Yeah, never name their name.
Oh, it was a white napkin and it was just covered in red.
Oh my
okay.
goodness.
Is this a disposable napkin or is this like one of the ones they're going to wash?
David.
It is, okay, I will
David.
Say, had it been one of those that it could wash, I would have just bit the bullet and gone to the bathroom, but luckily it was one of those you could throw away.
Okay.
So I lucked
all
out
right.
on that.
Disposable napkin. Let me ask you another question about this disposable napkin. Did you dispose of the napkin yourself at your house or did you leave it?
Oh my God.
You did not leave
I
a bloody napkin.
What else to do with it?
Put it in your freaking
oh
pocket.
I didn't think about that.
You left a bloody napkin at a table?
Stick it in Rachel's purse.
I kind of like, I tried to hide it. Like behind a cup.
This is just embarrassing.
That is disgusting.
I didn't know what to do. I wasn't thinking like that.
I've never seen somebody just bleed sitting in a restaurant.
I don't know what to say.
You're gross.
I'm not gross.
Don't pick scabs at restaurants.
It happens to everybody.
Nobody, I don't see people picking scabs.
No.
It happens every single day, okay?
Listen, leave your scabs alone the next time you go out to eat.
I can't help it.
You have to
We're
leave them
Band-Aids.
Alone. Ugh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Got your gossip on Kate Hudson. Now, that's Goldie Hawn's daughter. She got her start with Almost Famous, the movie. And my favorite movie she's ever been in is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. But yeah. She announced on social media yesterday that she and her boyfriend, Danny, and his last name is Fujikawa, welcomed their first child. And it's a baby girl named Ronnie Rose Hudson Fujikawa, so it's a kind of a long name. But she was named after her grandfather, Ron, who was a special man to Kate and Danny. And she joins two brothers, Ryder, who's 14, and Bingham, who's 7, from previous relationships. But congratulations to Kate Hudson on her newborn baby girl.
Got your gossip on Tom Cruise. We don't have a lot of stuff on Tom Cruise that much anymore, right? Unless he's doing like a Mission Impossible movie and he gets gets hurt doing the stunts. Anyway, the story that's out right now is that he hasn't seen Suri Cruise in years.
Oh, man.
So they say that he can actually see her with the way the custody thing works out as much as 10 days a month, but he hasn't seen her because she's not into Scientology.
Wow.
So the story is that Tom Cruise isn't even seeing his baby girl.
Well, we got you gossip on some big news that got announced yesterday for the first time ever. Justin Timberlake is heading to California for the Coachella Music Fest.
Don't be so quick to
Away.
Is he coming to Jones Cella after that?
You know what? Jones Cella is still on the table. We've been in some different discussions about that, so we'll see if that happens. I'm hoping we can get him here, though.
I'd love to see some more Jones Cella and David in those short shorts, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I bet you would.
Crop top.
That was good stuff.
Anyway, that festival, Coachella, happens in April of 2019. And some of the other headliners, Childish Gambino, Kanye West will be there too. That don't kill me, can only make me
stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. I'm sold.
Let's go.
Is Coachella in California?
Yeah, it's in Indio, California. It's a two-weekend festival, so we'll have to stay for, 2 weeks because we got to get the full experience.
Wow. I want to go see Kanye.
Kanye would be fun.
Because Kim would be there.
Oh, my goodness.
And that would be awesome.
I bet she'd be on stage, too.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go right now.
Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, today is National Taco Day.
Hey!
Yummy.
So, legit, I think I could eat tacos every single day of the year.
Yeah. Every time I cook, I swear there's something to do with tacos.
Right, because they're good. And who doesn't like them?
Oh, dude, everybody loves tacos.
Have you ever met somebody who says, oh, I don't really care for tacos, not really a fan?
I don't think I have. I'm sure there are, and it's okay if you are, but I haven't met anyone. I don't think
there's very many people who can be not fans of tacos.
You have to love tacos.
I couldn't be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't like tacos.
Oh, that's serious.
I'd be breaking up material. Of course, my wife, she wouldn't like that idea very much.
Yeah.
So are you saying that's a relationship deal breaker for you if there's no tacos involved?
David. That's a relationship deal breaker all the way.
Wow.
That's as bad as somebody saying, I really don't like chocolate. And I'm like, done. Move on. Get out.
I'm not the biggest fan. What?
What would it be for you?
Gosh. Not being funny.
I'm not a fan of being funny.
Not having a sense of humor. Right. Deal breaker.
What about you, David? Deal breaker.
You don't like football.
That'd be bad for you, right?
It would be bad.
Yeah. They say that 95% of Americans say they like tacos. 71% prefer tacos over burritos.
Ooh.
75% of us in America eat tacos at least once a month.
Yeah. It's just so easy to make. You just get the ground beef.
Hard shell or soft shell?
Oh, it kind of depends.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it depends on?
Sometimes.
And it depends on if you're going to get them to go and then they break. Because the other night, Kyle wanted two hard tacos. Mm-hmm. So we went somewhere, got him some tacos, got back, and the shells were all busted. You can't give a 9-year-old busted taco shells.
Yeah. I go soft shell all the time. I kind of wrap mine up like a burrito.
Yeah. I do that too, though, when I get those.
Those are so good. I could eat one right now.
Who has the best tacos?
Ooh.
Man.
Because I like what my brother-in-law, Josh, he lives in Nashville, so there's all kinds of different, eateries and places that aren't the standards.
Yeah.
And he's like, we need to go to a place that sells street tacos.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what's a street taco? And he's like, it's authentic. And that stuff's good.
I love the little taco kits you can buy.
Old El Paso.
Yes. Those are good. Those are so good.
Those aren't as good as restaurant quality tacos.
Those are.
But my favorite are the little boats. The little they're like little taco boats. You know what I'm talking about?
Where you get to make your own taco?
Yeah, but it's like a little the shell is like a little boat, and you put everything in the boat. And
you sound like a child. You sound like a 5-year-old.
But it's good.
Here comes the taco boat.
How do you eat the taco boat?
I'll have to show you a picture, David. You'll have to look up. A taco boat.
I'm out on taco boats.
But
taco
it's like a flour tortilla, but it's in the shape of a little bowl.
It's a bowl. It's a bowl.
Let me see it. Turn over your Lenovo right now.
It's a bowl. See?
Okay, a taco bowl.
It's like a taco salad.
That's not even.
No, it's not.
That's not
You're
a taco.
You're eating a tortilla.
That's not a taco.
That's not a taco either.
I would love them because it's easy to handle.
I want corn tortillas and I want some steak or the pork. That stuff is good.
Or the shredded chicken.
Man, I never get chicken.
Shredded chicken.
Carnitas or something like that.
Yeah. Well, they're all good, dude.
Man, thanks for making me hungry.
If somebody wants to bring us tacos today on National Taco Day, we will eat the tacos.
I will eat a taco right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have one question for the two of you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Ooh, happy birthday to you.
Eat for it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday, October the 4th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Wade Tate of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Mickey Randall of Jonesboro. Brad Hampton from Wynn celebrates. Heath Darby from Bay has a birthday today. Kimberly Stevens Beavers of Hickory Ridge, 31 years old today. We have Hunter Price from Wynn turning 12. And Evan Tubbs of Jonesboro turns 7 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to... to all y'all. Still getting over it.
I don't know if y'all have known this, but Brandon has been sick.
And you celebrate with these celebrities.
He's actually getting choked up over our first birthday because he really loves her her work and her movies. Dakota Johnson is 29 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Getting a little choked up.
Stop it.
What? You're the one who told me to go watch those movies.
I'm not getting choked up. Leave me alone. You're so weird.
You're making this weird.
No, I'm not. I don't even know what you're talking about. She was on The Office one time.
Yeah, she, really? She was. Mm-hmm.
She was. She showed up in one episode. And I thought, wow, it's Dakota Johnson. What? I'm moving. I'm leaving here for good.
All right. I'm going to get this one wrong. Melissa Benoist is 30 from Supergirl, and she was Marley on Glee before that.
Yeah.
Rachel Lee Cook is 39 years old today. Heidi Newfield. She turns 48
years old.
Hang on.
Turn around.
You can't say her name without playing a certain song from a certain movie.
Rachel Lee Cook was in the movie She's All That, where she wasn't all that to start with.
With Freddie Prinze Jr.
And then she became all that. She got the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And she dressed up and she went from the nerdy girl to the girl that everybody was crazy about. And as she was coming down the stairs to see Freddie Prinze Jr., hello, David.
Man.
Hello.
Sorry. I've never seen that movie.
Happy birthday to Rachel Lee Cook, who is 39 years old today.
And Heidi Newfield is 48.
Glad you rushed into that one, buddy. She was in what band, David?
Trick Pony.
Thank you, David.
For me. For me.
For me.
Heidi Newfield, 48 years old today.
Susan Sarandon is 72 years old. And Alicia Silverstone is 42. She's been in a lot of great movies like Batman and Robin. That was one of my favorites when I was growing up. And a lot of Aerosmith videos as well.
Clueless.
Well, she was in Clueless. Her biggest role was...
I forgot about that.
Right. And Aerosmith, of course. Those videos of her and Liv Tyler.
What about them?
So there was a point where Alicia Silverstone was America's sweetheart. So she did the crying video. She did the video for the song Crazy. And I didn't realize she did a trilogy of their videos. She also was in the video to the song Amazing. Modern day Alicia Silverstone, when I think of her, I think about her chewing food and then feeding it to her baby after she chewed.
Right.
I
think about that too.
You do too? Mm-hmm. I can't get that out of my head. Anyway, happy birthday to Alicia Silverstone, 42 years old today. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Mickey Randall. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm mad at you today.
I love that.
Okay. What did I do today? As opposed to every other day, what
did
I do today?
Well, this is more of a special day. Brett Eldridge is in concert tonight in South Haven at the Lander Center.
Right.
And you didn't get me tickets.
I didn't know you wanted tickets.
Everyone who's ever listened to this show knows how I feel about Brett Eldridge.
Well, here's what happened. I reached out to Brett, and he remembered meeting you.
You're a liar.
At the Convocation Center, and he said it was so awkward, he didn't want you to meet you again.
He said, oh my gosh, her?
Because, okay, if you haven't heard this story yet, this is a true story.
I love it.
This a year ago?
Yes.
Over a year ago.
So, legit, Kelly loves Brett Eldridge.
Let me look over here to the right on the wall where my picture is with him.
Oh, man.
So, she decides she's going to take him gifts because that's what you do at meet and greets is you take gifts.
They do. And the whole reason I did this, he has a huge presence on social media. If you don't follow him, he's really funny. And on social media, and David can tell you this too, he will, after concerts, he'll always show people, oh, this is what so-and-so brought. Like, he shows stuff like that. So, I was like, ooh, I'm going to get on like his Snapchat or something. And me and David can be like, yeah, we got on his social media.
Y'all were both worried about that night.
We were excited about it.
Like, hey, maybe. Because David even got up there awkwardly and says, I love you on Snapchat.
I didn't say it like that.
I love you on Snapchat.
You're so good on Snapchat. Do you remember saying something like that?
I do remember saying something, but it was not, hey, I love your Snapchat. Oh.
Well, it was basically that, I'm telling you.
And your son is the one that busted me out.
That was so awesome.
Because Kelly was a nervous wreck, and she's back there shaking, going, I'm freaking out.
It's the most starstruck I've ever been. And I've gotten to meet several people, but with him, most starstruck.
Because you had like a little bit of a...
Yeah. I just really like
the
him.
C word.
A crush.
A crush. She kind of had a crush on him.
A crush.
So she gets up there, and she's awkwardly nervous and stumbling and... And when she gets up there, my son says, hey, Brett.
She loves you.
That just made my whole year.
So Brett Eldridge does play tonight. If you can't go to the concert, how about I give you a concert here this morning?
Gee, thanks, Brandon.
Wouldn't that work, David? Take me the long way around your He's at the Lander Center tonight. Were you the queen? Maybe Kelly can do something, I don't know, to win him over. And get herself some exclusive backstage passes.
Brandon, you say that. Brett Eldridge has such a great social media presence.
He does.
Like we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
I think you ought to reach out to him on social.
What would I say?
Dude, did you see her in person?
Yeah, we did because you recorded everything. So thank you for.
I do have that still. That can be a throwback Thursday.
You know what I think?
What would she do?
What I think you should do is incorporate some of his music into your tweet, and so it'll be very noticeable because, of course, he loves his own music, and you would be a super fan because you know every song, right?
And you can even call me out for saying I suck. My co-host sucks.
Yeah, okay.
Just
okay.
Say, lead every tweet with that. Brandon sucks. Brett, I think something like Brett. I'll go the long way to meet you. Take me the long way. That one works.
Okay, that does that.
Okay.
But that's almost kind of like, I don't know.
Stalkerish.
That's kind of like.
I don't want him to get like weirded out and be like, oh.
Okay, try this. Hey, Brett, don't you want to meet me?
Oh. Because I can see you. Closer. Girl, I gotta get to I don't, get maybe to this know is a bad you know idea.
How about you? Know hey, Brett, don't be mean to me. The dollar
in your pocket and the peaceful in your sleep. That's a good song.
Yeah, it's all good. What you mean but maybe. To me. I've got it. Maybe you go with this one. Standing Brett, if I had to love someone, it would be you.
I'm done.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done.
What?
I don't know if the tweets are going to do it. I think because he's so video centric, I think we need to get her to record some videos this morning.
Brandon.
Yes.
You have your Red Wolves shirt on and you have your Red Wolves flannel on.
Yeah.
And you can do like, we'll shoot it at the right angle and we'll get the lights right and you can say something really sweet. How about we work on that this morning?
Let's do that. Goodness. I love it.
There's no telling what y'all are going to make me do.
Brett, my co-host has failed me. But I will never fail you.
No, I'm not saying that either.
It has to be over the top enough. We're going to work on that this morning, all right? Okay. Our mission this morning is to get Kelly backstage to see Brett Eldridge tonight.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly's still working on the theory behind her video to Brett Eldridge. I'm thinking about tacos today. Today's National Taco Day.
Yeah.
So the question up on social media is, where can we go today? What place has the best tacos in K-Fine Country?
You know, one of the spots we're getting is Carlos Tacos in Paragould.
Okay.
I want to go out there.
I've never been there.
I've never been there either.
And Los Taquerios, I think I'm saying that right. I may be saying that wrong. I hope I'm not. But that's another spot that a lot of people are talking about. Tacos for Life has been mentioned. Mm-hmm. A lot of those type of spots. So there's some good taco places out there, man.
I'm eating tacos today.
Sounds good.
Mexican food's my favorite anyway.
Yes.
But you have to eat tacos on National Taco Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David.
With Tatum and Price as well. Gary Hart and Sebastian tried Speaking once again awesome. To acquire the services of the Ebony Experience.
Is that you?
At first, Hart offered the experience to Cadillacs. He recently offered the tag champion
$6,000.
$6,000. Okay, you can turn it down now.
What?
And until next time,
this is gold.
And I'll see you at ringside. I'm Brandon Baxter.
I love it.
I'm Brandon Baxter.
The repeat on Instagram is perfect.
I'm Brandon Baxter.
I'm Brandon Baxter.
Six.
So today is, Thursday, so we do Throwback Thursday. When we think about it, and then I go through and I try to find old videos because people see me and when you're bald and you're kind of, you don't change that much.
Right.
You know, like my hairstyle doesn't change anymore or anything like that. So I like to try to find those really old things to throw people off. So David, what year were you born?
I was born in 1993.
Mm.
Okay, so I actually was on television before David was born. doing wrestling right in Dallas on ESPN for the Global Wrestling Federation. If you've never seen any of this stuff, imagine what I would be like at the age of 15.
Aww.
Because you know how cool I am now. I was even cooler at 15. No, so the truth is I was as awkward then as I am now. Even probably more so because I was going through, changes.
Changes.
I was going through life.
Changes.
So I'm going through all that. I'm on television. I'm wearing awful clothes. I have crazy hair that my mother was still doing at this point.
Oh, that mullet's on point.
Like, I was 15 years old, and my mother would still do my hair every morning before school.
Aww.
So it's a video for me performing back then. You can check it out on my social media. It's on Instagram. It's on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. And it's also up on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
I have to stop you. Because I just noticed something.
What?
You use the word stud back when I was a young stud?
Well, what? I mean.
Who uses says that?
Is that not a cool word?
Stud?
Like, I'm a stud.
Hey, baby, I'm a stud.
Look how big he's smiling when he says that.
One of the guys I managed was a California stud.
Well, that's like a nickname. It's like a wrestling
thing. Calling yourself
You called yourself.
I was a young stud.
That was a stud, baby. Look at this stud.
And just so you know, there was no chick in the world who wanted to talk to me back
Aww.
Then. Right. And the same thing goes today, except for my wife. So I'm lucky that I married who I married.
Air five, me too.
Come on now. You can check that out on my social media. David's actually gone back, and he's posted photos that 3 years ago he was mortified by.
I know. Coming up on Monday of next week will be the three-year anniversary of the first time I got my head shaved on KFIN.
He has to say the first time.
Well, it's happened twice. Hopefully it doesn't happen a third time.
So David needed a haircut, and we were like, who can cut his hair? And we called over to vet care next door.
Mm-hmm.
And Angel comes over. She's the groomer. So she groomed David live on the radio.
Like I'm a dog. She had dog shears and everything.
But we made her, when we do hair, we don't start on the sides and the back. We start down the middle.
In the middle.
And it was like right down the middle buzz cut. Oh, it was so bad.
That's pretty funny,
it was
too.
Good.
Yeah, I had the Terry Bradshaw look going on for a minute.
Nothing wrong with that, dude.
I didn't mean anything by that, okay?
You can check out David with the hairstyle that I might have on his social media.
Yeah, that's David on KFIN, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, David on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I used my great video skills just now to make a video of Kelly where she is begging Brett Eldridge to invite her to Southampton.
Begging. That sounds
begging.
A little desperate.
I saw begging.
Did it scream desperate to you, Dave?
It absolutely.
Oh, no. Well, I'm going to post it here in just a little bit.
Okay.
Everywhere. I'm going to post it on Twitter, on Instagram, Kelly on KFIN.
Yeah.
And on Facebook. And we'll see what happens.
So Brett Eldridge plays tonight in South Haven at the Lander Center. I forgot that Kelly had asked me to get her the hookup.
And we found you.
But I forgot.
This is years ago.
So here's what happens, though. On the day of the show, we can't be reaching out saying, hey, it's good to be great. great because it's the day of the show. Mm-hmm. So our idea for Kelly, because we so want her to be able to go back there again.
Do you know how embarrassing this is going to be if he doesn't even respond? Like, I don't even get a like. I'm never doing anything again.
He will.
He'll like it.
Yeah, I hope
you're
so.
A girl. Like, if David did it, he probably wouldn't pay any attention to it.
He would probably tell his bodyguards.
Yeah, like, watch out for this guy.
They put signs of me up everywhere. Keep out.
This guy's strange. But so Kelly's got the video. She's asking for redemption. Also, we're asking if she would post the most embarrassing video of all time, which is her trying to approach Brett, trying to play it cool, where she was anything but cool.
Yeah, yes. You're going to get two videos. You're going to get the one of me talking about tonight, and then you swipe, and you're going to get to see the one of me embarrassing myself with Brandon's son, Kai, and him screaming out, "Hey, Brett, she loves you."
You'll be able to see that Kai is literally me.
Yes,
no,
he is.
He is.
Like, at that point, he was probably 8. He's me as an 8-year-old.
That's perfect.
So, speaking of embarrassing, David was yesterday with us at Club Tan, the whole K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by our friends at Families, Inc. So we were there the whole time, and I didn't realize that David had a little bit of a wardrobe mishap. Now, sometimes we have David dress up, and it's sometimes funny stuff, and he did that a couple of weeks ago at Club Tan, but yesterday he embarrassed himself and didn't even know he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because David, for whatever reason, accidentally had his shirt tucked into his underwear in the back.
And he was just walking.
I had no idea, okay? I can't help that. It just happens.
And we got up and took pictures with all of our guests, and we talked to people inside the place, right? And we're doing all this different stuff. So I didn't realize it while we were doing that because we're all busy, and then we have to get back on the radio. So when we got back to the radio station, we're taking all this stuff out of the big K-Fine monster truck, and David's walking across the parking lot like an ostrich.
Or a giraffe.
As he's doing this, I look over at him and I realize, I said, "David, your shirt is tucked into your underwear in the back, not in the front. It wasn't even tucked all the way around."
And I will say, before he let you know that, he was like, "Kelly, Kelly, Kelly, look.
Are you being serious? You're being serious.
I would not do that."
Yes, you would. That's the first thing you would do.
But then I realized that it's David's grandfather's underwear he's wearing.
That is not my grandfather's underwear.
It looks like it.
I bought them myself.
They're like pleated.
It came with
pleated and denim looking.
It's not pleated or denim.
Who wears boxers that are pleated and denim?
They're comfortable. It came with a multi-pack of underwear.
Right. Probably 100-pack.
No.
The most generic,
100-pack for $2.
It's the most generic looking underwear I've ever seen
in
my life.
They're not. No, they're not. They're comfortable.
David Beckham wouldn't wear those.
Okay, that's fine with me. I don't care.
How can they be comfortable if you're tucking your shirt into them?
I didn't mean to tuck my shirt in, okay? I sat down weird, I guess, and my shirt accidentally got tucked into my underwear.
Because they're too big.
I know that sounds awful. They're not too big.
The elastic band was as big as most belts.
No, it wasn't.
I have smaller belts than the elastic band. Dude, it's like a 3-inch band, and it says Fruit of the Loom.
Turn around. We're going to take a picture of the band.
No, I don't have that. I'm not wearing the same underwear again. But
same style?
If you got a 100-pack.
No, these are boxer briefs, if you must know, weirdo. But what I'm going to say is that it's my underwear, and who cares what kind of underwear I'm wearing? In fact, if I want to show up tomorrow in Superman underwear, I can do that. If I want to wear a Speedo, I can do that. Mm.
Right, as long as nobody sees it. When your underwear becomes outerwear, then it's our business.
I can't help you want to look at my underwear.
I don't want to look at it.
Well, you were the one looking at it yesterday.
It was reaching out to us, David. It was reaching out to us.
If I walked in here with my shirt tucked into my freaking underwear, you'd see my underwear.
I wouldn't look because I'm not weird.
You would see it, though.
No, I wouldn't. And who cares? It's your underwear.
What if you had a wreck, David? Look, my grandmother always told me, what if you had a wreck? You need to have clean underwear on.
I had clean underwear on. That's not the issue. You're looking at my underwear.
If you went to the doctor and you had to go to the hospital, and you had that underwear on, people would know you wore those underwear. That'd be embarrassing.
Yep. It doesn't matter because it's my underwear. No one sees it unless something crazy like that happens. You're making up ridiculous stories.
Always be prepared for something crazy to happen.
I was prepared. I was wearing underwear. You want me to not wear underwear? I'll just quit wearing underwear. Fine.
Nope, don't recommend that.
No more underwear.
Nope, you have to wear underwear. We have a policy here.
What policy is that?
We do?
It's
oh, man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I woke up, still drunk, on your love, love, on your love, love, love.
That's a great song. This is a great song.
You got so-
Now, some people might think, man, that's nice of him to be playing some Brett Eldridge for Kelly this morning. He's such a great co-host.
That's what I always think.
Because I forgot that Kelly wanted to go see Brett.
Yeah, and guess what, everyone? I don't have tickets. He's much less meet and greets.
Meet or greet.
You can meet or greet him.
So, like, I'm sure there's still tickets available, but it's kind of late for me to reach out to people asking.
But you know people.
But I've been busy, and you don't do this on the day of. You know how my, like, if it's WWE, you know what happens here. The day of, all of a sudden I have 400 friends.
Here's the thing, though. I have multiple text messages and emails that go to you that ask for this.
Right. Mm. So what I decided to do was to give her great advice. Go directly to Brett Eldridge himself. Don't ask his people. Ask the man who has the ultimate say.
Yes. And it's happened, and I've done it.
So Kelly has posted the video, number one of her begging.
Brett.
Okay, maybe I'm begging a little bit.
And then number...
It's for redemption, though.
Because?
You guys really embarrassed me when I got to meet him 2 years ago.
I didn't do anything!
Especially your son, by telling him that I loved him.
Yeah.
And so I went ahead and posted that so everyone could see that action that happened. And then I posted my redemption video of begging him for redemption.
So if you want to help, if you want to help Kelly because you think maybe she deserves to be there, you should go and like the post and tag Brett on that post as well.
You should. I'm on Instagram and Twitter, Kelly on KFIN, and in Facebook.com. Kelly Brooke Perry.
www.facebook.com.
Y'all mess me up.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Got Your Gossip.
Hey, well, guys, I got your gossip on Kate Hudson. Now, this is Goldie Hawn's daughter. My favorite movie she's ever been in is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Matthew McConaughey. But she announced on social media yesterday that she and her boyfriend Danny welcomed their first child, baby girl named Ronnie Rose Hudson. She's named after her grandfather, Ron, and she joins two brothers, Ryder, 14, and Bingham, who's 7, from two previous relationships that she was in. So congratulations to Kate Hudson on her newborn baby girl.
Got your gossip on Tom Cruise. We hear a lot about Tom Cruise when movies are coming out. Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise jumps between buildings and stuff like that. What we haven't heard a whole lot about is Tom Cruise, the father. Because his child, Suri, is 10 years old. That's him and Katie Holmes. But the story is he hasn't seen her in years. And the reason is because Katie Holmes and Suri are no longer practicing Scientology. So Tom Cruise has basically said, nope, keep it at a distance. He hasn't talked to his own child.
Well, for the first time ever, Justin Timberlake is heading out to California for Coachella.
And how exciting does that sound?
That sounds amazing. But of course, Coachella is the big music fest that happens for 2 weekends because it's such a big deal. It happens in April of 2019. Justin Timberlake at Coachella. It really doesn't get any bigger or better than that.
Don't be so quick to
walk away. Pretty cool to go see him in the environment of Coachella. You think you take your kids to Coachella?
Nope.
Even because of this song? Who else is doing Coachella this year?
So you have Childish Gambino. He's going to be out there, a.k.a. Donald Glover. And Kanye West. He'll be a headliner, too.
Ooh, that's good. So, Coachella is next year in...
It's April 12th of 2019. That's when it starts. But like I said, it's a two-weekend festival. Yeah, so you have that weekend and then the weekend after, which would be April 19th. So, Brandon, I think we ought to go ahead and set up our station right now and just get it ready, you know?
Oh, go, like, leave now?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's California, so it's going to be a beautiful winter. It won't be too cold.
We'll get right on that.
Yeah, let's go do it.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
David in high school. David in high school. David in high school.
High school.
David in high school.
David
in high school. Desperate man.
I will never hear that song the same again. Every single time I hear it, that's how I'll hear it.
And that's how my brain works. Mm-hmm. right before the mics come on and something like that comes out.
David in high school.
That's Eric Church and Desperate Man on K-Fine. Good morning. 847. Heads up, if you're about to have babies, let me just warn you, it's really expensive. They say on average, if you look at like what things cost today, to raise a child from birth to 18 costs on average $230,000.
So like a quarter of $1 million? And that, like, what age did you say?
From birth to 18.
So that's not even including college either.
Dude, no, this is just getting them through the things that are kind of the normal people things. And if you're one of those people who goes overboard and spoils, that number is going to be even higher. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Just a heads up, I know you're going to start planning a family soon.
Yeah, start planning.
No, stop saying I don't, there's no plans to have a baby anytime soon.
What year do you predict you'll have a baby?
I don't want to play a predicting game.
Just asking.
If you're getting married in 2020, probably what, 2019?
Yeah, probably so.
Before the marriage? More like 2040.
Doesn't matter. Oh. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Thank you.
Have a baby when you and your fiance are ready. Or if she's your wife at that point, I don't know why you're shaking your head. I'm just giving you a heads up that, you know, David is the guy, out of the three of us in the room, he's the guy who has the most money put back.
Correct.
Because Kelly and I have no money put back. We basically have no money.
Well, yeah.
But that's what happens when you become an adult and a parent. You basically have no more money.
Yeah.
Well, you spend it on your kid, apparently.
And that's what it is, $230,000 to raise a kid from birth to 18. There's also talk about parents, how they only, on average, have about 30 minutes a day to themselves.
Whoa.
Do you feel like you have 30 minutes a day to yourself?
Maybe 30 minutes. Yeah.
Is that kind of going where I think it might be going? The 30 minutes? What? The, you know, number two?
Number two?
I don't think we're counting that.
No. I'm going to the bathroom, number two.
David, you don't have a child or a wife. You can do whatever you want all day.
Is that
30 minutes? Like, hey, I got to run to the bathroom? That is disgusting.
That's too long to sit there.
Maybe you go twice.
We're worried about your health.
Stop talking about it.
What?
David.
That's what it is. That's what they're talking about. They're not saying it specifically, but that's what it is.
That doesn't
count. Name me another time where you have private time, Brandon.
Exercise.
Well, I don't have a lot of private time. Yeah, that or when you go and you watch television and shows you
sit
like to watch.
Sit on the porch reading a book.
Yeah, but okay, your kids are going to be out there for the most part. So I'm telling you, the only time they're talking about is that time.
Oh, gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly is still begging Brett Eldridge this morning for attention, love, and affection. Yeah.
Just a second ago, I've looked on all three social media places, and he has still not responded.
You'll probably get a response at some point today, right, David?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. He's probably just now waking up, spending some time with his dog, Edgar.
Well, thanks to you guys. I'm going to be getting my hopes up all day, so I hope he comes through.
And you'll be embarrassed again.
And tomorrow when we get to talk about it, I'll get to say, no, he still hasn't responded.
Maybe next time. Angela Lowry joins us in the studio this morning. She is with U.S. Renal Care, and we've talked to her for a number of years about the Caring for Kidneys 5K. Angela, I had no idea. This is going on the sixth time you guys have done this.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I can't believe it's been 6 years already.
I know.
And then this year, it's actually part of the Love Where You Live running walking series. And participants in the series get points for each race and will be recognized at the end of the year by Stearns Race Timing.
Right. So this one comes up 1 week from, 1 week from tomorrow, Saturday, October the 13th. It's going to kick off at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the whole idea behind the Caring for Kidneys 5K Run Walk is to raise money for the National Kidney Foundation, which is a great cause to raise money for, right?
Yes, it's a nonprofit organization, and it's dedicated to the awareness, prevention, and treatment of kidney disease. And what I really love about it is it actually, all the money comes to right here in Arkansas.
So let's talk about how many people are affected by kidney disease and things like that, because I kind of forget, like, okay, this can be caused by blood pressure issues. This can be caused by diabetes. So a lot of people around this area could be affected by this as they go throughout their lives. So when you think about all the money that's going to be raised here and the fact that people can run and walk and all of that, let's talk about the prizes, because people love to have the opportunity to get stuff. We have cash prizes available out there that day as well, right?
Yes, $300 for first prize, $200 for second prize, and $100 for third prize, and that is for the top three male and female finishers.
And there's all different age groups and people that are welcome to come out and be a part of this too, right?
Oh, yeah. And as well as $50 for the top finisher in each age division.
So if people want to find out more and they want to get signed up, maybe they want to go ahead and do that today, can they do that online?
Yes, they can. It's caringforkidneys.racesonline.com. And you can register until October 11th. After that, you'll have to actually register at our office.
Right. And then early packet pickup. I know a lot of times for these races and 5Ks, you want to give people a chance to pick those up before the day of the race, right?
Oh, yeah. And that will be October 11th and the 12th, and from 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. at 2905 Longview Drive, which is at our where the race is, office.
So about the registration, too, because I know there's always a plus and a benefit for signing up early.
Oh, yeah. The price right now is $20 if you register online right now until October 11th. After October 11th, the price will go up to $30.
And again, it's happening. The event happens on Saturday, October the 13th. And it's going to be at the U.S. Renal Care offices on Longview Drive in Jonesboro. It's the Caring for Kidneys 5K. We'll put more information on social media here in just a bit.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood has launched a new campaign with Disney, and it's all about choosing kindness. And I thought this was a pretty cool little video and PSA type thing that Carrie Underwood put together. Again, choose kindness. It's Carrie Underwood for Disney.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
It's a pretty cool little video, too. You can check it out on the BBITM blog today at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Good news with Tim McGraw. He has a new single coming out today. And you may ask me, well, how did you know that? Well, it's because he texted me a couple of days ago and let me know. And I'm dead serious. But he's been dropping hints about new music on social media. And he's been encouraging fans to take this number, this phone number, and text it so he can send text back about what's happening. So the new single is called Neon Church. And he's been, like I said, he's been teasing that. And it's supposed to come out at 5 o'clock today. So hopefully we'll be able to play that for you tomorrow.
Awesome. Have it.
And Kane Brown has a new album coming out next month called Experiment. And one of the songs on that album is called Short Skirt Weather. And it's got this kind of old country vibe to it, but in a new type of way with Kane Brown. I love it. They just came out with the lyric video for it. And here's your first listen on K-Fine.
Oh, my baby's made for short skirt weather. Yeah, she made me wear summer. We'll just go on forever. From them yellow polka dots, from blue jeans to leather. Oh, my baby's made for short skirt weather.
And there's Barbie and Ken dolls as the stars of the video.
It's cute.
We'll be walking down the boardwalk, watching them jaws drop, but ain't nobody looking at me. They're all too busy staring at what she ain't wearing. Can you blame her? It's 100 degrees.
Imagine being that film crew.
Yeah, that's all awesome. Them girls are jealous, cause they know all the fellas are watching her put on a show. Every time they see her, they all just wanna be her, making country boys' hearts explode. Oh, my baby's made for sure.
And that's supposed to be Kane Brown. That's really cool, though. That's a fun video.
If you want to check that video out, it's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Brandon, on TV tonight, we have Thursday Night Football, 7 o'clock on Fox. Where the defending AFC champions, the New England Patriots, take on the Indianapolis Colts. So they're going to be playing in New England. So we'll see if that's a close game. Fourth season premiere of Superstore, 7 o'clock on NBC, the second season premiere of Station 19, 8 o'clock on ABC, and the 10th season premiere of Will and Grace is on at 8 on NBC.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.